Tens of thousands of Southerners rallied this year in defense of an identity they believe under assault, a veneration of Confederate heritage. It's difficult to parcel through just who comprises this movement, but some say extremists within it are finding a voice.
Oh, look at the flag, let's sing Dixie.
All right, that's right time.
Rallies like the one on the courthouse lawn in Batesville, Arkansas this September have been a familiar sight to many across the South. It's unclear if there's a primary formal organizer for this rally, but a few dozen people, including Civil War reenactors, members of the group Sons of Confederate Veterans, and those with no affiliation, turned out to defend a Confederate-era flag lowered after the South Carolina shootings. Some, like Arkansas League of the South chair R.J. Miller, have decidedly more ambitious aims.
Independence for our children's future, independence for our very survival. That's all I have to say, and God save the South.
We see a mixing of people, perhaps essentially well-meaning, who really do think of the Confederate flag as somehow representing what was attractive about the Old South. But there's a substantial minority of people who are mixing into these rallies and the movement as a whole who really are very extreme.
Mark Potok with the Southern Poverty Law Center considers the League of the South the premier neo-Confederate hate group.
Neo-secessionists have been working over the course of the last 15 years to take over certain kinds of institutions to essentially magnify their power. The most important of those struggles had to do with the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and that's really never been resolved.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans is a long-established preservation and heritage organization. But in Arkansas, as Potok says is happening elsewhere, a more radical element has made some inroads.
Remember Batesville, Arkansas, independent county.
Ultimately, those attending the rally got what they wanted. Flag was once again raised in Batesville. But there was some confusion afterward. Arkansas Sons of Confederate Veterans communications officer Ron Kelly posted a message thanking the League of the South, among others, for their efforts.
You drove a couple of hours, didn't you, to get here? Thank all of y'all.
The message has since been taken down, with Kelly claiming he had nothing to do with the rally and had no prior knowledge of the League of the South denouncing the reins. Tom Bird, who is director of heritage operations for the Sons of Confederate Veterans, does seem familiar with the group and others at the rally. He's taken an active role in asking some people to gather petitions over re-raising the flag, which they did.
If everyone signed them or not, we've got petitions floating around.
Bird also regularly promotes social media posts originating in white nationalist circles, including the League of the South flag merged with the Confederate flag, one titled White Genocide 101, stating anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, and calling for Islam to be banned. Civil War reenactor John Bryan straddles affiliations, holding no direct memberships to any group. He says he was once inspired by the Sons of Confederate Veterans, but no more, saying it is too relenting on too many occasions. Bryan sports League of the South imagery on social media, but says he rejects ideas of white European heritage defining nationhood. He does claim to be a secessionist. Bryan's also running for Justice of the Peace as a Republican in nearby Faulkner County.
All right, the court has had a lengthy and a very civil discussion.
Arlene Barnum was one of two African Americans at the rally, both from Oklahoma, who traveled to these so-called flagger events defending Confederate heritage.
To separate the Southern black from the South, you know, you just can't do it. You know, they like Siamese twins.
Some point to Barnum's presence as proof that mainstream elements of the heritage movement embrace equality.
To take away the Confederate heritage is just like taking away my history.
But historian Bruce Levine, who writes on the topic of black soldiers in the Civil War, says ideas of a rainbow Confederacy with mass numbers of black troops has traditionally served an agenda-driven narrative.
The myth of the happy, contented slave morphs into the claim of the loyal, even if enslaved, member of the Confederate armed services. The claim throughout is that this war is not about slavery, as witness the fact Southern blacks were every bit as dedicated to the Confederacy as were Southern whites.
Levine says Confederate recruitment efforts late in the war were so devoid of spirit that less than 100 blacks were ever counted in combat ranks. That's compared to over 180,000 in the Union Army. Just weeks after raising the flag that was lowered after the Dillon Roof shooting, County Judge Robert Griffin took it down yet again. He says permanently this time. Griffin cites concerns over lawsuits and economic development. He's also denounced what he sees as extremists at the rally, like League of the South's R.J. Miller.
Judge Robert Griffin has decided to take a stand against the Southern people and against their symbols and against their culture.
Battles over Confederate imagery are continuing to play out. Lines between heritage and hate are as contested as ever. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.